Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The New England Patriots are not commenting yet on media reports that Tim Tebow is joining the team. Tebow, a quarterback who used to play for the Jets and the Broncos, reportedly will sign with the Pats today and is expected to be on the field this week for the team's minicamp. Our NFL analyst Mike Reese joins us now. He covers the Pats for ESPNBoston.com. Mike, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
And thanks for having me, Bob.
Mike, as I understand it, you've confirmed this hire of Tebow. What are you hearing?
Well, I think it's interesting in terms of how they want to start his process with the team, and it will be solely at the quarterback position. I think when the Patriots made this move, a lot of people wondered, well, could it be at a different position, or could they use him in a variety of ways? They're going to start him behind Tom Brady and Ryan Mallett, their top two quarterbacks, and then they'll go from there.
What's up here? Tebow is such a polarizing figure. You either love him or you hate him. You have to remember he had a brilliant college career, but his pro career has been pretty mediocre.
It has, and I think one thought I would say is don't overlook the relationship between the head coach, Bill Belichick, and the player, Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow, looking for a job, can't find one. Bill Belichick has always admired Tim Tebow, starting with his approach to the game, his work ethic, his passion for what he does, which is somewhat similar to Belichick's himself. And I think you start there and then you look at opportunity. The Patriots have their top two quarterbacks. They're very happy with them, but they have an opening for a potential third spot. They made a move on Monday where they released the third quarterback they had, and then they look to Tebow and say, why not? I think we can handle the ensuing media circus that often comes with him for the potential reward for what he would bring both on the field and off the field in terms of his presence.
Well, if the media circus might be the downside, what is the upside by bringing him here?
I think the upside is two areas, Bob. On the field, maybe you get an insurance policy. We remember what happened when Tom Brady got hurt back in 2008 and missed pretty much the entire season. And then there's the element of off the field. Tim Tebow will probably be the first player at the facility every morning. It's going to be tough to beat him there, and he'll probably be the last one to leave. I think Bill Belichick likes the idea of adding players like that because of the example they set to the other players in the locker room.
The fan reaction might be interesting as well. I read this morning that even though he is and has been a polarizing figure since he's been in the NFL, his jersey is still one of the top-selling jerseys among all NFL players.
That is true, and I think you have a dynamic here, Bob, where you have the polarizing player against the team-first force. Bill Belichick has always been about the Patriots, the team, over the individual.
On Twitter and Sports Talk Radio, some football purists say that the Tebow hire is nothing more than a stunt. I take it you think it's definitely more than a stunt.
I am not naive to think that perhaps in a couple of weeks they reach a determination that it didn't work out and they can move on, Bob. It's that simple. So is it possible that Bill Belichick is doing Tim Tebow a favor? It is possible. Do I think that's the case? I don't. I think we'll see Tim Tebow here at least through the end of August, but I don't think there's any guarantees that he'll be here beyond that. He's competing for a third quarterback position on a team that didn't keep a third quarterback on its roster for each of the last 4 years.
Mike Reese, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me, Bob. Expecting a big crowd down at Gillette Stadium today.
For minicamp, Mike Reese reports on the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com.